Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM Plus.
Do you not like Bustin', Meek?
No.
You don't like Bustin'?
No way, Meek.
No.
Why don't you like it?
Busting? I said you hate busting. Phil. Phil hates busting.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 169. Today we have KB and Nick back. We have Mush, we have Meek, and we have, I think we're going to have Mook and Rudy. Shocker of the century, Rudy Junda is something he said he would be on time for.
That's right.
That is,
he's probably shitting.
You think he's gonna have an excuse or take accountability?
No, never. Ooh. Has.
See, I think he might take accountability.
He just says nothing.
No, yeah, he's gonna say, "I've been doing better." That's what he's gonna say. That's what he always
about
says.
Rudy?
Yeah, he's gonna look at us confused, like why are they staring at me?
Yeah. He's going to say, "I've been doing better. I've been much more on time this year." Yep. We're all going to say, "No, you haven't." I can guarantee you. Yeah, oh, here, perfect. Perfect timing. Let's pop a squat.
Laughing about?
So, Rudy, any reason why you were late today?
Oh, I was working, and then I had a talk with TJ, and I don't know, like, it says like the show starts after the yak. I can't, like, am I gonna sit there and be like, when is the yak ending? I gotta be like absolutely ready. Like, gosh. I had a conversation with TJ about something very important. You guys wouldn't fucking get it. Yeah, dude, like,
all right, it's just, he took accountability. Yeah, that was big of
you. I knew you would,
and I forgive you.
Actually, I respect you. You were more aggressive.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Rudy, I feel like your hair is the only one that's working.
Well, his is already good. You had the best hair out of all of us already.
He did.
Yeah, I had a head start.
There's one set. Nice. There's one head that is. It hasn't taken yet.
Yeah, and I've.
Wait,
I'm worried.
Yeah. Who's I'm
trying to think?
He roots for a Chicago sports team.
Yeah, I saw that today. I actually said it out loud in the office. Go, like, oh, that thing's not working.
It's like it's.
It does
it's
take. As it takes man, a while. It takes like it's mine's still going in. Mm-hmm.
But like Rudy, you look. It looks like.
Great.
Yeah. I injure and heal very well.
Okay.
That's and like Jack Wolverine along.
Yeah, again.
You look like a young man. Better. You look a lot younger.
Yeah, it's because the shave too. My face is the bigger thing. Yeah. I think of that too. Part of that equation.
I've also never heard of it not taking.
Oh no, there's been some real fuck ups,
especially
of where you went. Not your specific
dude, that's
place.
The Mecca.
Not your specific place, but some people come back when it's no. How's Nikki Smokes?
His is coming in fine.
He's also the youngest, too, so he has, like, the best genes for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Although
I don't know,
Florida.
I think it just sort of...
Except, like, balding really hasn't hit him yet, so now it's going to hit... Yeah, we'll see.
It comes in at different rates, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
But anyway, today we're going to be doing a very interesting one, one submitted from somebody. It's a hot versus cold bracket. So one half of it, the version of the East is going to be hot, and then our West will be cold. And then at the end, it'll be matching up a hot version or hot option versus a cold option. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about Game Time. Let's find a deal right now. This is what I always forget whenever they put in the Game Time ads, that they say, like, make sure you look up something before you get to the ad, which I always forget to do. So let's see. What's Duke? It's Duke versus Houston, right?
Yes.
Let's see. Duke versus Houston. All in Game Time picks seats $861 for Final Four. That's pretty fucking
ain't
good.
Bad. You get both games, though, don't you?
Yeah.
You get both games. If you
just stay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't kick you out. Don't quote me on that. So anyway, Game Time. The best part about college basketball is here, and we know that you're as excited as we are to watch some big upsets throughout the tournament. While we are streaming in the cave, you can check out the action in person with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time makes getting tickets easier and faster. Prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to showtime. Plus, Game Time picks makes it easier easier to find great deals on the seats that you want. You can even find last-minute tickets to for the tournament for up to 60% off quickly and easily. Just pull up the chosen event and turn on the Game Time Picks setting at the top of the screen, or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Looking for those Duke tickets? Found the Game Time Picks deal so quick, so easy. They've got great curated deals on all tiers of tickets, and you know you're getting the top option when you see the super deal icon. So what are you waiting for? Go get those Duke tickets now with Game Time Picks. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code Bracket for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code Bracket for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time. I heavily considered doing like an April Fool's topic on you guys, just to be like,
I'm happy you didn't.
I didn't. Yeah, I had Hubs with one earlier. I told him that Justin Herbert was dating Sydney Sweeney. He believed it. Hook, line, and sinker.
That would be, oh my god, I would, oh my god, if that tape leaked.
Oh my, dude, it'd be the only thing I'd be cranking for the next like month.
He's an ugly man.
Justin what? Herbert?
What? You guys are so
you're crazy.
I think he's good looking.
I have probably one of the,
you're smoking dick. What are you
no,
talking
No, I got
man?
One of the best like male, I know who's hot.
Herbert's.
He's not in the top category.
If Justin Herbert's not hot, I am the grossest looking human on earth.
Wait, which quarterback's hot to you?
Which quarterback's hot?
Jalen Hurts.
I mean,
is hot.
Jalen Hurts is hot.
Yeah.
Burrow.
Burrow's hot.
Burrow's pretty.
Yeah, he's more pretty
he's
than
more
he is
pretty
hot.
Than hot.
Yeah.
Josh cool. Allen's a little pretty hot.
He's cute.
Yeah, I'd say more.
He's
cute.
Got he's got some character to him too. Herbert doesn't have the personality.
Oh no, he's fully autistic, and everyone admits this.
Russell Wilson's handsome.
He is a handsome man.
When he had the really curly hair in that photo shoot, it was a little off.
I almost just said something. I can't say that.
Oh.
Because he's my friend now, and it'd be weird if I said it.
Oh, never mind.
Deshaun Watson?
Never mind. Yeah.
Deshaun Watson's a handsome man.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad. Yeah.
It's not bad looking. Yeah. Who's that Notre Dame guy that's really hot?
Sam Hartman.
Yeah.
Sam Hartman.
Jesus God.
Hartman's, yeah, that's just yeah. not right.
It's not fair. Jimmy G. Jimmy G up there.
Jimmy
he's
G
almost
fell
too
off,
good
though.
Looking.
Jimmy
yeah,
G
he
fell
is.
Off.
Too good.
I think Harmon's almost too good looking.
Yeah, he
it's
is.
Almost like a.
Weird.
It's almost like Jake Gyllenhaal. Like when I see Jake Gyllenhaal screen, I'm like,
it's, bro, we should be doing
like
hot quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Just hot dudes.
Hot man.
Gyllenhaal and Prince of Persia was my favorite a man's ever looked.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think the hottest name is? Who do you think the hottest people are with names? Jake?
I was going to say Jack.
Jack? Jack, there's a lot of good Jacks.
That's a good one. As an ugly Jack, I would disagree. Yeah.
I forgot you were, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Me, Jack Mack, Jack McCarthy. Like you're just up there in the wrong place for that. I think Veronica is the hottest girl name. That's no. There's no ugly Veronicas.
Is that because of Veronica Vaughn?
It's part of it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think of a hot of an ugly Veronica though, can you?
Veronica Corningstone, fine as shit.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
It might be Veronica.
I worked with an ugly Veronica before. She's very
off-putting. Oof, she should have been off-putting.
Me off. And she was a bitch.
Oh. But anyway, we're doing hot versus cold. Not although now that's might be in the tank now. The hot quarterbacks conversation. Yeah. So first up, we're going to do on the cold side of the bracket. We have the number 2 seed versus the 7 seed. The number 2 seed is, and this is from Nick, the bedside water while you're hungover. So when you're hungover as shit and you reach for that ice cold water, there's just maybe nothing more refreshing than you could have in your entire life than that water. And it's going up against the number 7 seed. And there might be a version of this on the other side of the bracket, iced coffee. And specifically, an iced coffee, you know, we're heading into the perfect period for it as we get into, like, I feel like we're kind of skipping, like, spring. Like, spring might just be dead. We're going straight into summer. It's very nice for that. So, the bedside water when you're hungover versus iced coffee. Let's start with you, Marty.
I have a problem with Nick's submission.
Hit it.
My problem is, when is it ice cold when you wake up?
It's Sunday. So, my girlfriend has a Stanley, and I'm not going to carry one around because they're this big, but it is the coldest. I'm always stealing swigs.
There it is.
So I'll tell you this, Nick. I just had this conversation with Rhea being like, why do girls love these water bottles?
It's a nuisance to lug around.
It is, and it's always clanking around places.
Oh, and I hear it set down in the middle of the night real loud on the desk.
She got a new water bottle.
Oh, yeah.
She got a new water bottle that there's no clanking.
A clank free?
It's clank
free. Soundless.
I gotta send you it. I gotta send you it. It's a fantastic bottle.
Oh my! I'll pay anything,
dude. This metal one. If I'm walking through like a hallway or a doorway and I hit the metal part, it's like a gong.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You might think you hit your skull.
It's a weapon, dude.
But with the with that, I'm going with Nick's pick that he justified it, and I like that. I'm not a huge iced coffee person. So.
You don't get hungover a lot, though, right? You said
I don't get hungover. No.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
lucky. Meek.
I'm an iced coffee guy.
Yeah.
How about that mic in front of you, huh?
Yeah.
I thought I'd talk into it.
Just turn sideways. Towards
but Meek is. Can I tell you something? Meek is. He's not even kidding. Like he's like. Traumatized from Rico.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was a scary experience.
Oh, scared?
He was shaking on Pick Central after it happened.
I mean, if that luggage wasn't there, who knows what would happen?
You wouldn't be here, man.
Mm-hmm. You'd be gone.
Yeah.
You'd be in 10
about
pieces.
To put you in the walls of Jericho.
I can't. Rico, like, he legit swim moved Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he, like, full over. That was crazy.
Meek, did you have, like, fight or flight instinct on that? Were you ready to, like,
I was ready to. Angle, you can I was ready him. To sprint down the hallway if need
oh,
be.
You're ready to run.
It was yeah. full flight. Yeah,
yeah there was no fight.
There was no fight response. It was flight.
I saw you are an iced coffee guy though. You have Dunkin' every day.
Yeah,
yeah, big iced coffee guy. Meek or Mook? Now this is gonna fuck me up again.
Oh Boop. Boy.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh fuck. Well, the thing is, like, it's iced coffee. Like, you want it iced. Like, does it matter the temp? Like, does it matter when you get it? Throughout, I don't understand the phrasing of the iced coffee.
So
just iced coffee.
It's just iced coffee versus cold water.
Yeah.
When you're hungover, give me the iced coffee. Iced coffee every day, all day, every day.
Iced coffee all day, every day, Nick.
In the winter.
I don't think the cold water deserves such a high seed. I like having water up on my nightstand, but I also am a peer. I'll pee a couple times a night.
I think we all are.
But I
never pee.
I don't do iced coffee ever. I'm always hot coffee year round.
So that means you go with the water?
Yeah.
Are you having that? Are you hot coffee like even like in the afternoon or is it just in the morning?
I'll have hot coffee in the afternoon. I'll do decaf coffee after dinner.
Decaf coffee sounds useless to me.
Just a nice, I feel European.
Having a digestif or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
KB.
I like iced coffee. I like hot more, but nothing beats the relief.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America, and once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
And pleasure of a refreshing cold drink, especially water, when you're dehydrated from a hangover. So I think that's like one of the most pleasurable feelings you can experience. So
as a wrestler too, that's probably holds a special place in your heart.
Absolutely. And anything that relieves dehydration, dry mouth, those symptoms, nothing beats it. So I'm going to go the iced water.
So three for the water, two for the coffee, Rudy.
Yeah, I think that I love iced coffee. I exclusively drink iced coffee. I can't do the hot. But it's more so just the best method of getting the coffee into me. It's not that I think it's fantastic. I just prefer it as like a method of delivery.
I like the hot coffee hitting my stomach, my empty stomach in the morning like a bomb.
More of a boost, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like it on an empty stomach too, but I don't know how you do that with hot. It's kind of crazy to me. But with the water, that's a no-brainer because one of the, I think, strangely best parts about being hungover is that it narrows your desires. Like when you're sober, you can like kind of, your cravings aren't an extreme, but when you're hungover, your cravings are dire. It's like, if I don't get a bagel and cream cheese, I'm going to die. And then when you get it, it hits like crack.
Well, yeah.
And the dehydration factor, literally your body's response to it is more euphoric because you're so dehydrated. So to me, the water is no brainer.
Are you a hangover puker? Anybody?
Never.
Never could.
No. I am, but. Even puking up the cold water has like a kind of unique, nice.
Honestly, that is true. It is nice. I used to be a like puke during the night, so I would get it away.
Rally,
very just
smart.
Before the night. Yeah,
that's smart.
I never do it.
Yeah, I have a talent. I can look at the toilet, throw up.
God damn,
dude! I kind of feel you. Like if I stand over a toilet, it's kind of just like my body's like, oh, okay.
Yes, you know? It's like here it's time. Are. Yes.
Yeah. Oh man,
it's fucking lucky. Nice. And you know what? Jeff D had a weird hangover cure where he would like take like a caffeine pill or something before going to
hell
sleep.
No,
that sounds.
And he said he'd wake up fine. And I tried it once and it worked.
Well, caffeine pill is just like an Excedrin, right? Isn't that pretty much?
before bed? I used to do a Ponzi scheme where it was called No Redemption or something. It was a.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, to take, and I actually had a meeting. Who's the who's that guy who owed Snapchat? Always would party the Russian Jew.
Vlad the or something.
Oh no! He was the Kirill every night with
Kirill.
The milk.
Yes,
Kirill.
With the milk.
Kirill was here, right?
Yeah,
Kirill's here.
I actually had a meeting with him.
The slut whisperer.
Slut whisperer.
A meeting with the slut whisperer.
I had a meeting with him before Barstool and everything about these hangover pills and. You had to take two before you went out and two at night. Like, you had to take, like, 4 to 6 pills before going out. And then, yeah, I had a meeting with Kirill. He wanted me to sponsor his camp party.
Oh, dude, the slut whisperer. I actually came across his Twitter the other day. He's just still doing it.
He's still doing that?
He's still
that?
Going?
He's just signing. He's been signing butt cheeks for damn near a decade.
Bro, he's got to be in his 40s, in right?
Life. Oh, he has to be in his 40s by now.
He's probably only gotten better, right? With time,
better at.
Is he still going with the milk?
Yeah, I think, I mean, he mixed. I think. I don't know. But
Meek, you would have loved this guy.
Champagne. Yeah, this is
Meek. All he did was like he pour milk all over fat boobs and butts, and then sign them.
Rather be covered in that.
He'd be playing bongos on titties.
Yes.
Wait, I've never heard of this man.
Yes.
You never heard of Kirill was here?
No.
Every recreational activity with tits at a club. You can imagine. And he would Snapchat the whole thing.
Yep. Duh, that's OG out there.
I used to think it was cool.
Have you met him in person, Marty?
Yeah, I had a meeting.
But was he cool? Was he the man?
It's exactly what you would think. Like, it was no difference. So, like, I thought I was still at a bar when I was talking to him. It was wild.
It was kind of like you know Dan Bilzerian, right? Like, he was kind of like him, except a lot less of, like, the sinister side of it, like all the machismo shit.
He was really Jewish, I think.
Yeah.
He's Russian Jewish, yes. Yeah. He got big because he invented the champagne facial. So he would go to clubs.
Yeah.
Go to clubs, shake up a bottle of champagne, and then facial girls, and then take a photo right when it was at its apex.
He almost has 1 million followers.
I'm surprised it's only that.
I remember seeing him in high school and being like, how do I
do I do this?
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe
he has a girlfriend now. He's just like a full-on girlfriend.
I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
He's still signing asses.
Mm-hmm. Kirill Pachisky.
He hasn't gotten any better at actually writing his name.
Dude, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I didn't. His party's reinforced misogyny. You think? Like, that's what's fucking
signing an ass.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. The girls look.
They loved it. They had a blast.
Yeah. Dude, they were having the time of their life getting milk poured on them by the slut whisperer.
I remember, like, back in the day, like, he would show his prep for it, and he would turn, like, his little section of the club into a scene from Dexter. Like,
yes,
he had to
Yes. Just all plastic everywhere. Yeah.
Dude, honestly, I can't think of anything worse than being jammed in a piping hot New York City club and then getting covered in milk. That sounds actually miserable the more I'm thinking about it. But either way, shout out to the slut whisperer.
A chick who had her tail removed asked me to sign her pooper.
She has a scar from when she didn't have a tail.
Like, actually.
That's a thing?
I love him calling it a pooper.
Wait, hold on. People have tails?
I guess this chick
Some
did.
People do, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like where you know, like your tailbone.
Oh,
yeah.
Some people like it grew past, like it's a defect or whatever.
Didn't know that.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, like your tailbone.
Yeah, I know my tailbone.
Like some people, like it's like a genetic thing where like you get like a not like a cat tail or
it
something.
It grows.
It like a little. It's like a nub that goes a little bit further out of you.
Whoa! Fuck? Yeah. I didn't know that.
It's a good life when people pull their pants down.
That's his caption.
Who's going to these parties?
Oh, he's.
What girl is like, I want to be covered in milk.
Baby's got a full tail. Pretty gross. Shout out to the Slut Whisperer. That's an OG Snapchatter, like 2011, I thought this was the greatest human to ever live type of guy. Anyway, next options we have are the number 3 seed versus the 6 seed. The 3 seed is Cold Hard Cash, which someone, ooh. I think that's a good idiom to throw in here. Cold Hard Cash. I don't know what makes it hard or cold. Because I never associate either of those things with money.
No, not with money.
Fair.
Like, at all, really. I never associated a temperature at all with money.
I guess when you get, like, a fresh stack from the bank, it's kind of harder.
But not cold.
Not cold.
Anything warm.
And that's going up against the number 6 seed. Specifically, we've had multiple options or submissions for both of these, but I just combine them into one. Chick-fil-A / Sonic Ice. So, like, that you know, that specific more crumbly 100%. Ice?
Yeah.
Way better than almost any other ice on the market. So, that ice versus Cold Hard Cash, Rudy.
Cash is cool, but man, that ice really gives me the, like, you get it and you're like, woo, you know, you're excited. Like Cash, I'm like, okay, nice, dope. But I also feel like I can't get too excited about this. I have to be comfortable around money.
About my, oh, yeah, you can't show.
Like, in the back of your mind, you're like, I can't be too, it's, you know, like, regular, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I got cash, you know. But the Sonic ice, it's a beautiful thing.
Have you ever, like, held a lot of money in your hand and not realized how little money it is?
It's, dude, $1 million is, like, that much. It's crazy.
I remember I sold my Jeep in, when I graduated high school, and it was, I got, like, $1,500 for it. And he's like, all right, here you go. And he puts it in my hand. I'm like, this is nothing. This is, like, the stack is this big.
That sucks.
It's hundreds, and it's, like, a minuscule. It's very depressing.
I remember somewhere, made in a movie or some dodgeball. Where they show the actual amount of $1 million in a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget that, too.
It's dodgeball. Dodgeball.
Is it dodgeball?
Yeah, like, Ben Stiller opens up the case, and he's like, I don't know if you've ever seen $1 million, but it's not actually that much. And, like, it's just, like, one stack in the middle of the briefcase.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so one vote for the Sonic Ice. KB.
Mm-hmm. I'm a cash hater.
Whoa.
I think at this point, we all have it on our phones or our cards. Cash is just having to lug something around. It always feels like garbage.
Yeah,
in your pocket. It's like those. You guys disagree?
Yeah,
yes.
I just, you like. Why do you like the physical cash?
Because I love
having to keep
when
track
people
of that.
Ask if anyone has cash and I'm the only one that has it. I feel good about it. Also,
peeling off money to pay for dinner feels really cool.
I hate cash. I'm with Kyle.
Tipping.
Mine's because
tipping
it's not...
is the. I get so freaked out about tipping, and I don't have cash. I get very upset.
Oh, it's so easy.
Cash to me is it's. If I have cash on me, I'm itching to spend it because it's not in my account, so it's not like a number I can see.
Yeah, it's free money.
It's already
spent. It is
spent.
Free money. Yeah, I do like that aspect.
Yeah, it's like when I have cash, it's like I never had that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck, maybe I like cash.
But you're going to go with the ice, right, KB?
I love the ice, but maybe not standalone with the drink. I'll go with the ice.
Two for ice, Nick?
For how rarely I have, like, I never have actual cash with me, so I'm going the ice.
Three for ice, Mook.
Dude, I'm going cash. Cold, hard cash. Fuck credit. Fuck the fuck everything. Give me the real thing,
fuck
dude.
Credit, man.
Fuck credit. Yeah, you don't need that.
Credit was never in play.
No. Give me cash every time. I'm going to see my papa tonight. He's going to slip me some cash. I'm going to be so pumped to have it in my wallet. I'm going to be spending it at the fucking coffee shop. I'm going to be tipping.
Waiting
I'm
for change.
Waiting for change and then calculating in my head what I can do with
annoying.
That change.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have on you. Like Marty said, it's good to tip with it. I feel good when I have cash.
So we have three for the ice, one for cash.
Cash over ice. No
cash.
Debate.
Cash over ice. Sounds like a rap song, honestly.
Yeah.
Two for hard cash, three for the ice. Marty.
I don't know, man.
The ice
I really
is so good.
Like the ice. Like I went my old apartment, I got an ice machine just so I could have that. But I like cash. I really enjoy cash. You guys haircuts getting really expensive?
Yeah.
Bro,
I started going somewhere bad.
Oh yeah.
I got Nadude.
Oh, they butchered
my
boy last week.
Oh, you got Nadude?
Take off your hat.
What's on head? What's on head?
No.
What's on head?
You can't say that. You can't say that.
I'll send a picture.
I'd like the picture. My shit, I just get my beard done.
And it's
$50.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
For a beard, yo.
Nuts. And it's not even that good.
And this economy,
that looks pretty
cool. That's a great beard. So
it's not bad, but it's $50. Yeah. I'm tipping like a bastard.
Too much.
Too much. I'm going to go cash.
Yeah, in this economy, imagine what Jeff D's going through right now.
Oh my God,
must be miserable.
Might be three hundred
small business loan out.
Yeah, so you're stuck between you're gonna stick with cash. That means we're 3-3, and I have to break it. You could use the cash to buy the ice, but I feel like the ice is more accessible than the cash, and it is a nice treat. And cash, I feel like, can make you sad. The pursuit of cash can make you sad.
Not when you're throwing it around and having fun with it.
That's true, but that's not.
Tip a bartender with cash, it feels nice.
Do you guys get buyer's remorse? Every time I buy something, I'm like, shouldn't have done it.
Yep.
I
don't even think about it.
Really?
I don't.
Everything I buy, regret.
What's the most something expensive you've bought? I did this yesterday. I really, like, not like a, like for me, it's an engagement ring, but that's not, that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count at all.
Like for myself, I think it's like $300.
Yeah. It's very
maybe
little.
Maybe
yeah,
$250.
Be, shoes or maybe a suit.
The
yeah,
I bought a nice watch. Regret it.
Yeah, the only one was that first airlines flight back from Turkey.
That's probably worth it.
That was very worth it.
I bought a $1,500 Trey Lance autograph rookie card.
Not worth it. That thing is booming right now.
Mook, tell him the resale right now.
Worth $35.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know what? Mine was a like an NFT. Mine was definitely an NFT.
Oh, I got in on Top Shot at the peak as well.
What were you buying, Marty?
I bought a – I actually made Glennie and Tommy buy a $3,000 cat. And it was one of mine was worth like 20K at one point, and I was like, this thing is gonna make me rich, dunzo.
Mm-hmm. And Do you still own it?
Yeah, I have no idea where it is though.
Yep.
But
that's
once
that's tough.
Once Pathwater takes off, Martin's going away.
Or Pie.
Pie's still working.
Yeah, Pie's
free though.
Yeah, that's true. You guys have a lot. You have a lot of irons in the fire.
Yeah, I got a lot of things.
Eventually, one of them will hit. But I'm going to go with the ice, which means the ice is going to move on. Now we have the number 4 seed versus the number 5 seed. The 4 seed, I believe, is one of Nick's as well. It was the common cold. But the common cold that specifically is not bad enough to knock you out, but is enough to keep you home from school or work, whatever, or something like that. And that is going up. Yeah, and that is going up against the number... I've screwed it up now. I just realized I'm looking at it. The number 5 seed, which is going to be the other side of the pillow, which is a phrase and also actually a legitimately good thing when you flip over the pillow. And it is just nice and icy cold for some reason. Which is weird, because I feel like your head's heat should radiate into
the pillow.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it doesn't. But anyway, so the pillow versus the common cold. Let's start with you, Marty.
Common cold. I loved, as a kid, I don't want it anymore, but the common cold was the best, where you're not that sick and you get to just enjoy the day off, 100%.
Parents go to work, you can just play video games all day, soup, PJs. Yeah.
So fucking good.
The best, seriously. Well, and like Price is Right's on, you got all those nice shows. I love Yeah, you start like a Madden season during that time.
Perfect time to start a Madden season.
One for the common cold.
Being sick sucks in any capacity, so just give me the other side of the pillow.
Other side of the pillow. 1-1 right now. Mook?
I'm actively trying to get a common cold like right now. Like I've been like laying around doing nothing because I'm not drinking, and like I feel shameful when I do it when I'm not sick. And, like, I'm trying to get, like, one of those six where it's, like, I need 3 days inside.
It's guilt-free laziness.
Guilt-free laziness. I need to catch up on some shows. I want to rip NCAA 25. I want to play Call of Duty. And the at-home sick days were amazing. But doing it as an adult now with Uber Eats and all the shit that we have at our fingertips.
Video games are so good.
Wait, sorry, Uber Eats is getting out of control.
Yeah, the fees are insane.
$64 for a mozzarella sticks and a pizza roll.
I started paying with Klarna. You can finance it.
Yeah, you can finance it.
I've been financing nuggets, dude.
Mook got a Crunchwrap Supreme repoed.
Gave him out of stomach bumped.
It took the leftovers out of my fridge.
They take away your food to pay for that. Like you have collateral, like the food you don't want to cook that's in your fridge.
We're gonna have to take that DiGiorno.
Yep.
That's the fattest and poorest thing you can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which kind of goes hand in hand.
Klarna food.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
They're partnered with DoorDash right now.
Dude, eating a taco that you don't own yet
is so
the worst
funny.
Feeling. if you end up puking, you're like, I haven't even fucking paid that off yet.
The interest.
I haven't even paid. It's time for breakfast. I haven't even paid off dinner.
What's like the poorest fast food you could? Is that Long John Silver's? Like, what's the poorest? Food.
It's gotta be like a Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars for sure.
Bro, yeah, Golden Corral was, you would see some shit there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw a wedding there once. You saw a death? Wow, we saw two beautiful things.
People died there all the time.
That's a good place to die.
Golden Corral.
Great place to die.
Yeah. I'd be okay dying there.
That close to the gates.
Hey. I paid for Little Caesars more in change than I have with Carter cash. Like in college.
Yeah.
Just go.
Oh, Little Caesars was all change you found in college. Yeah.
I think you can just do it like some sort of stunt or an act and they'll give you
a cool stunt. Like a
you do a kickflip.
I did 25 hacky sacks in a row and they were like, fuck it, here's crazy bread.
Crazy just bread.
It was banging. You just got to plead for it.
So two for the common cold, one for the pillow. Nick.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good.
made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients and a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Yeah, I think it was a couple weeks ago where, like, we finished recording the pod and I walked out. I was like, I kind of hope I get sick this weekend.
Yep.
I think everybody agreed. Like, yeah, that would hit. Because it's, you get to be lazy. All you have to do is blow your nose every once in a while. You get chicken noodle soup.
Yep.
And to play video games and not have to change clothes. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yep.
Being in the same pair of sweats for 3 days in a row.
Yeah. And it's, you fall asleep easier. I think I'm happier when I have a cold.
It's funny.
Also, having a significant
other. My voice sounds sexy.
Helps as well. Because you get, like, you don't have to, like, go and get things yourself. Like, you're right. Sick alone, it's a little harder where you're just like, you're just doing the same thing you'd be doing anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, with like a wife or a girlfriend or whatever, it's like they have to do everything for you because you're sick.
The worst thing is sick on a nice day, though.
That's bad.
You're
or vacation.
Oh, yeah. You're hearing fun. Oh, yeah.
When you start getting sick and when you're nearing a vacation date, like that, there's nothing worse.
Bro, I got food poisoning in London.
That would be the worst.
That was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you're punting a day away of vacation.
It's just punting it away.
But yeah, for this, I'm going to go calm and cold.
Calm and cold. It is kind of funny that like we're just like, oh, I wish I got a cold. Like 200 years ago, you're dead. Like
yeah.
If you get the sniffles, you're 1 foot out the door. KB.
Oh, man. I'm a stuffy nose despiser.
Mm.
But if like, I agree with you guys. If I'm getting out of something, if I get to stay home and not have to do something, then, yeah, it's a treat. And you always dress it up and say, oh, I think my throat's sore, too. You give it extra symptoms. But I don't love having a cold by any means.
I love what comes with it.
Not having to do things.
Without the guilt.
Yeah.
It's all about the guilt.
Yeah.
I don't have much guilt.
Yeah.
You'll just yeah.
No, I guess that's wrong.
Like,
I think I'm lying.
Yeah, no. If you grew up Italian on Long Island, you have guilt.
I think I do have guilt.
Italian
when it's, like,
Catholic
nice
from Long Island, you have all.
And
you
big
have
of you.
Yeah, I lied.
So KB, you're going with cold.
Cold versus
the other side of the pillow.
That's not much. But are you saying if you guys get your next cold, like what's exciting?
I have a stuffy nose, and I just get to stay home from work because I don't want to be around people and
get
them
to stay
sick.
Home. Okay. Yeah, and it's not that bad.
You're in your cold basement.
All right, if that's the case, yeah, I'll go with that.
Rudy?
Yeah, I'm with Kyle. I really hate having a cold. It bothers me a lot. I feel this way more so about getting injured. Being injured and then just sitting at home and taking Percocet.
Well, yeah, that's good God, yeah.
Taking Percocet is just a totally different part of this equation.
The best, dude. When I got hurt, like with hockey or whatever, I would pray I had to get surgery. Because then you're just off the map.
Oh, during sports,
fuck no,
I would,
surgery.
Oh, I would pray for an injury.
Dude, off-season.
Bad injury.
Yeah, off-season, you just get a month off. Oh, my God. When I got shoulder surgery, it saved my hockey career.
Why is that?
Because I could just fucking chill for once.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Did you ever get hurt wrestling, Kyle?
Yeah, it was like I was so happy. It's so sad to think about it. But mid-season, tore my rotator cuff. Great pain, but like, not having to practice.
That's you don't need to do, like, in the off season, you can like get back going fine. Like, you don't need to train as much as they say you do. It's fucking awesome. But
no, you don't.
That's
imagine
why I
telling
play,
anyone
that's
you don't
that's
have
how
to
I
train.
Play so much. Actually,
yeah, right.
I like the cold side of the pillow because I'm one of those huge pussies when it comes to cold. I have a tiny nose; it one shots me. I can't do it, so I got to go cold side of the pillow.
Cold side of the pillow. The common cold is going to move on though. Now we have our 1 seed versus our 8 seed chain game. We'll do the chain game first. I made it an executive call here, and I wonder if you guys agree with it. So I didn't want to pick ice cream, but I picked ice cream cake. I think ice cream cake is better than ice cream.
Mm-hmm. It is.
No, I don't agree at all.
Why? I love ice cream.
Why are you talking like a Disney villain?
Yeah. I really don't agree.
He's about to break into song.
I love ice cream.
What don't you like about ice cream cake?
I don't really like ice cream cake.
Ice cream cake's the better ice cream. I like that clear gel that goes on the top. Yes. The frosting is better.
I hate the frosting.
I'm preaching to Meek right now.
Yeah, that's right.
The little crunchies, Meek. The little crunchies.
Between the vanilla and chocolate.
Oh, the crunchies are good.
You're speaking my language.
I can't really picture ice cream cake right now.
Really?
What? I don't even lie. Yeah, like
picture what the word is.
Okay, walk me through it though.
Do it's you like guys chocolate ice cream? The crunchies with the melted fudge, vanilla ice cream, like an icing, and then that clear gel that's not used anywhere else.
That shit
do
is
you
good.
Know what Carvel is?
Yeah. You guys do the whales over there?
Oh, yeah, fudge the whale.
That's the best. That's what I think of ice cream cake.
Trash cake.
So mine was, I got
trash cake.
The DQ log.
DQ log. DQ is great ice cream, though.
It was like a shape of a log.
You ever go through a phase of just keeping those in your fridge?
Bro, I used to just like have, I think once in New York, I had that for dinner.
Yeah.
I got a DQ ice cream cake for dinner, yeah.
Did that in Chicago recently.
Oh, buddy.
Dude, they have this new thing at DQ. It's like a Cookie Monster thing. We saw it on TikTok, and it is incredible. I don't know what it is, but it's like layers.
It's blue, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Dude, Friendly's did that first.
The monster, was it called? The monster?
Yeah, the mint chocolate chip with the Reese's
little
ears.
Reese's ears, yeah. But yeah.
I might get some ice cream.
Get some ice cream. Singular.
I had the best cookies and ice cream at a restaurant over here
ever
had. Little Maven. It was the best ice cream I think anyone could ever produce.
Mm.
Open to that.
Little Mavens.
Open to that.
And by the way, a little cheat code if you ever want to get a good ice cream cake. The Cold Stone makes ice cream cake. And it is unbelievable. It is so fun. You get them a custom made or whatever flavors you want. So good. So anyway, the ice cream cake, movie theater air conditioning, another option, it is a very different level of air conditioning. Icy/slushies, I feel like can count under the same thing.
Slush puppy is my one.
This is one of yours, actually, Nick. The cold breeze that goes up your shorts and swirls around your balls.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll do like two rotations, then come out scorching hot.
comes out like a mist.
Yeah. Mine comes out green.
But it's just nice to get air where like a breeze where it doesn't often.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Being out cold, specifically. So, super deep sleep.
Yeah.
You had this one, the ass-cooling seats in cars.
Yeah,
those are
nice.
Unbelievable.
Really every time I see those, I'm like, this should be standard.
Yeah. Italian ices, Meek, you added. I got that in late. Yeah. And KB, you added this right after I already had this set. The condo after a beach, after being in a day at the beach.
Oh,
that AC,
God.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's it.
Yeah.
So, batter ball breeze is going to be tough.
Let me run through the options again. Ice cream cake, movie theater, AC, icy slush slushies, that cold breeze, being out cold, ass cooling seats, Italian ices, or the condo after the beach. Start with you, Rudy. Which one of these chain options do you want to go up against our one seed?
I think I don't have much experience with Italian ice. I've never been a big ice cream guy. The condo hits hard. But the problem is that it's sort of a fleeting feeling, and then you're kind of chilly, and it's weird. You're kind of always in this, like, too hot, too cold situation, but that first initial 10 seconds are absolute heroin. I'm going to go with the ball breeze, because it's such a welcome surprise. You can't really plan around it. You can maybe facilitate it with the leg position right. Like, you can kind of open up a channel and then hope Mother Nature takes over. But when it hits, you're like, oh, man, that's a good feeling. I'm going to go with the ball breeze.
Yeah, it's weird. You need like a dust devil to appear, like, and just pray it gets right up short.
Dude, imagine a dust devil hitting your gooch. That would, oh, my God. Wild.
When you're at an outdoor patio bar and it hits you, I have to fight not to moan. I have to fight not to come.
It's the closest men get to being sexually assaulted.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, but I welcome it. I'm asking for it with how I'm dressed.
Oh, no, mommy nature.
I'm wearing like early 2000s basketball shorts that are massive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wind tunnels.
Yeah.
The widest legs.
Yeah.
Do you wear shorts, Meek?
Yeah.
What?
Do you wear shorts?
Have you seen me during the summer?
That's why.
I wear shorts almost every day during the summer.
It's smashed.
Yeah, almost every day during the summer.
Every day?
Almost every day.
I've seen his shorts, yeah.
All
right. I see you have your cargo shorts, guy. I've seen them before.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got them.
I haven't seen
those things on.
I haven't seen your shins lately.
Yeah. Well, it's been cold.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 2-0. Your ass. KB.
Yeah, I love the condo after the beach, but that can just be lumped in with any indoor air conditioning after a hot day. So I have to go the ball breeze. Oh, my God. When your shit's on stick and, like, you're chafing, you're sweaty, and that is just, it's magical. And it's like, yeah, I needed that. So that.
Two for the ball breeze, Nick.
I'm going condo air. You walk in, it's the smell of the condo. It's everybody else getting back. It feels great. And the day is so far from over. It's you walk in and there's the anticipation. All right, let's shower, get ready, and go out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's the excitement is
palpable. Yeah, then like even if you're napping, that's gonna feel amazing.
Yes.
Yep.
It just hits you so hard.
It makes you want to do shots of liquor.
Yes, it does.
Wait, yeah, I'm going. Yes. I'm going
shots of liquor. Yeah.
Oh, that's the
that really time where shots of liquor.
Oh my
go back
God.
Into that cold condo. Yeah, I'm going that.
Two for the condo at the after the beach.
Nothing makes me want liquor more than a condo air conditioner.
Mook.
Couple notes here. The air conditioning in the movie theater, I think of the Entourage scene where they go to see Aquaman and the fucking Andromeda's like freaking out about having water and the AC. I don't know. Second off, it's water ice, not Italian ice.
Oh,
yeah. I've never heard of that. My
yeah, that tiny thing. Little subsect of the world is correct.
Oh,
and
yeah,
everybody
Philly,
else is
Philly
wrong.
Thinks they know every
it's
word.
Water ice, dickhead.
Water ice.
Who is, that doesn't make any sense. Water ice.
Yeah. That's what they call it, yeah.
Hello, that's Rita's the water. Same thing.
No, it's not the same. It's different. Rita's is water ice.
Water ice.
Water ice. Mm-hmm. The answer is knocked out cold. Mm. I'm not much of a sleeper, but when I get knocked the fuck out, I'm like drooling in bed. I don't even dream. I just time travel 12 hours later. I appreciate that.
You dream a lot, Mook?
That is good.
I dream sometimes, but like when I'm knocked out cold, I just don't even. I'm just out. I can't even explain what happens.
Those have made me accept my mortality because I'm like dying isn't that
not bad.
Bad.
No,
yeah.
No. Perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I had such a pathetic dream the other day. It was so fucking sad. I dreamt that I tricked Justin Herbert to going to my bachelor party.
Oh,
he showed up and left. It was
dude, that's your own dream where anything can happen.
Anything
and you
can
still
happen.
Didn't like your part. Yeah,
you're still like, nah, I'm out of here. Dude,
you
it was pathetic.
You could have just dreamt that he was there.
Your fantasy wasn't that fun.
Dude, I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, why would I do that to myself? That is insane. Anyway, Meek.
Do people have good dreams?
I do.
Oh, I have delightful.
No, I never really.
I'm good at dreaming.
Mine start out good, and then something takes over, and it falls apart.
It's never. Yeah, it's like an Always Sunny episode. It's never.
Yeah.
Never ends well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have good dreams, Nick?
Almost every night.
Wow.
You what? Remember yeah, all your nice. Dreams?
I try to.
Mine are out.
I remember the nightmares. I don't really remember the dreams as much. I think.
I don't do much when I sleep, I guess.
I have a lot of nightmares that I'm in a collapsing building, and I hate that. It's really
that's not
a scary
good.
Feeling.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, the dream, the REM is fucked up. The machine is not working right. But anyway, Meek.
Ice cream cake. I was getting ready to, like, come over.
Yeah, yeah, you just you let out a moan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a fridge in your room?
No.
Okay.
Let's try it out. One for ice cream cake, one for the breeze that goes around the balls, one for being out cold, and two for the condo at the beach, Marty.
Condo
at the
also,
beach.
You didn't mention the tile, the way
yeah.
Your feet Marty, on that tile
more
is
to
unbelievable.
Oh, I forgot about that. Even the feeling of the sand on the tile.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh. The little shh. Like, yeah. So the being at a condo at the beach is going up, or going to the condo after the beach is going up against number one seed. It is by far most submitted option for the cold side of the bracket. I'm sure you can take a slight guess of what it might be. It's beer. Cold beer. Cold beer. Mm-hmm. It's by far a million. It's boring. It's whatever. But it is by far the most submitted option by a trillion billion miles. So
when you crave it, you crave it.
Yep.
And when it's a good, I think specifically when it's a good draft beer and it's just ice cold, it's nothing like a tone, as they would say. So that's going up against going to the condo after the beach, starting with you, Marty.
Condo.
You're not much of a beer guy, right?
Not a beer guy.
We're in the same boat. We have RCPB.
Yes. Did you ever get that thing?
I never got it, but I'm going to get it.
You're supposed to be the guinea pig for me.
Yeah, no. I'll do it.
Yeah, you need to do it because I'm struggling, KB.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have beer because I can't burp. And but the only time I ever wanted a beer was when I used to, like, after I mowed the lawn. That's it.
Mm. Oh.
That was the only time I really wanted.
Great beer.
Yeah, that's a good beer. You had a weird concoction. It was the Blackheart thing, was it? It was,
yeah, shot of Blackheart and then swig of Monster.
Yeah, swig of Monster. Yeah. Monster and Blackheart, that's... But you also didn't get hangover, so and maybe there's something
throw
to
up,
it.
You, when it, you throw it up, it's black.
What's Blackheart?
It's a liquor. I sponsored
it. Oh, yeah,
college.
I remember you used to have this.
It
yeah.
was awesome. It's the best drunk you'll ever have.
No. Throwing up black yep. sludge is just...
Yeah, it's just sludge you throw off.
Meek.
What is it? It's beer versus condom?
Yeah.
Beer.
Beer?
Easily. I like how elaborate you are on your answers.
Yeah. yeah.
Are you a big beer guy?
Of course. Coors Light.
Coors Light, yeah, sponsor. Yeah.
Meek gets going.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you... I've seen you, like, feel like tipsy.
Why are you looking at me?
What do you mean? Why are you looking at me?
You're talking.
Well, I'm talking to you. That's why.
We need to get Meek a little bit drunk, I think. Mook.
I'm off the piss right now, but I fantasize often about a cold beer. A nice blue moon with an orange slice in the airport. That's piping cold. Piping's not the right
word. Piping cold. Piping cold.
Piping
cold.
That's fucking frigid, I guess.
Freezing cold. Hot.
Hot cup of beer. Piping cold.
Piping cold is funny.
Yeah, cold beer, grabbing a can, whatever your choice of light beer is, out of a cooler, and it's just, you get a little ice stuck to your hand, and you shake it off, and you, give me a cold beer.
Two for the cold beer, one for the condo. Nick?
I can't have beer, and whenever I'm at a bar, and I see, it's like patio bar, one of the first nice days, and one of your buddies orders a Corona, oh my God, I'm so jealous, and I know I never loved the taste of beer. I don't know if anybody really does, but...
I don't think anyone does.
Certain ones I feel like are desirable.
They're refreshing, yeah. But not. They don't taste as good as a Coke. But it's refreshing. Yeah?
Some beers are better than soda.
Oh, yeah, really?
Some beers are better than some sodas.
There's no beer I'd rather have more than a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, a crisp Coke or a Dr. Pepper, is this... when it's like a spicy Coke, there's nothing
better. Did you have that new Dr. Pepper flavor that everyone's been talking about? It's like a blackberry Dr. Pepper or something?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Apparently insanely good. I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
I couldn't even tell you what a blackberry tastes like.
Nope. No clue.
This up against condo, though?
Yeah.
I think condo, because you're on vacation. You are happy no matter what. It's the condo air.
2-2 right now, KB.
Not a beer guy either. Wish I was. I get the craving. I just have a vacancy for it. But the condo thing might be like the best thing in life.
Yeah, it really might.
So I have to go with that.
You're in a living room that's tile with these weird like plastic couches.
A lot of wicker.
Like, yeah.
Shitty art on the wall.
Yeah.
And you don't and care like, that you're getting sand here. Everywhere.
No.
You don't care what you're doing. No. It's like I'm on vacation. It's
They have a TV from like 2002.
Yeah. Yeah. It has like the three RGB ports.
Yeah.
They have a DVD shelf that has like Without a Paddle.
Yeah.
Super Size Me. And then like Die Hard, but like one and two on the same disc.
Yep.
And,
like a glass coffee table.
Yeah.
And this is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Condo's good.
So KB's going for the condo. Rudy?
I'm a bona fide beer slut. I fucking love beer.
You do.
I really do.
You're a beer and a burger guy.
Yeah, I really love a cold beer. I think about it often.
You're an IPA that guy though.
Yeah, I'm from the land of a million beers.
That's true.
That club,
Denver, Colorado.
No, he likes cider.
You think you hit a brewery? So yeah, I gotta go beer. I love that shit.
Clemmer stopped drinking and gained weight. How did that work?
What?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know how that. It's supposed to be exactly the opposite that happens.
A brewery is my worst nightmare.
Oof.
Really? I think they're pretty fun.
I like breweries.
If you don't drink, though.
I like them. It's just like you just feel such a pussy when you're there because you're like. What's your lightest beer you have?
Yeah, something that tastes like a Bud Light.
Or
please.
You just get like a High Noon at a brewery.
Yeah, I've done that. I've gotten wine at a brewery.
That's what I do, wine at a brewery.
Yeah.
They hate it.
They hate it.
Is Giant Jenga the biggest cop-out for entertainment?
Yeah,
100%.
Giant anything.
It's Giant Jenga and Cornhole.
Suck.
Yeah.
I think they suck.
Yeah, they might suck.
They're like open. And
I've
like,
been to some fun ones.
It's the most like millennial shit ever as a brewer.
Oh, it is. It's extreme.
100%. Yeah, it's just like you have to wait forever for your beer and then you sit at a picnic table inside with a bunch of machinery.
And they give you a giant stale pretzel.
Yeah,
I hate the games too, man. Like, It makes you feel like you're like a cat, like
yeah.
putting toys in front of you.
We'll get your beer that's $12 and this big here soon, but here's a hook to get on. Hoop and a hook.
There's always one person that wants that Jenga to fall early, too, every time, to make
but
a loud
so
noise.
It's so loud when it's in there. Yeah, because it's the concrete floors with these high ceilings.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They suck.
Giant Connect 4 as you drink a beer flight. That's $18 per like thing. Yeah.
Not for me. I thought I liked them.
We're tied up. I think after this, I would have probably picked the beer thing, but the condo at the beach one is, the more we talk about it, I can't get it out of my mind, so I'm going to go with the condo at the beach. It's just, that is, we've described it perfectly, too. I think every minor bit of minutia there. So the condo is going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's talk about BetterHelp. With BetterHelp, you pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on costs and time. Therapy should feel accessible, not like a luxury. With online therapy, you can get quality care at a price that makes sense, and you can help yourself with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it, and now within reach. With 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. I used it over the course of COVID. Super helpful and easy, convenient, all this stuff. You could just call whatever you were comfortable with. You can do video chats, any of that stuff. It's really, really convenient. Your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Shout out to BetterHelp. All right, so the cold side of the bracket is... I'm trying to think if we should do the full cold side and then the full hot side, or if we should just go to the next side and then do the playoffs. What do you think?
We can do that. Let's do that.
Okay, so we'll do the full cold side first. So off, we'll do the Chick-fil-A / Sonic Ice versus the bedside water when you're hungover. Rudy.
I'm going to go with bedside water. Mm. I think that's really delicious and nice. It's just a nice thing. It makes you feel like you gave a treat to yourself and you feel like a big, big, big grown-up. Put a water next to my bed. Look at me.
Yeah, it's caring about future you.
Yeah. And the ice is nice, very nice. But the material return on the hungover water next to the bed is pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. One for the water, KB.
Yeah, it's the hangover water.
Hangover water. That's a brand, I'm pretty sure, isn't it? Hangover water.
Probably.
Or is that... No, I'm thinking of Russell Wilson's concussion water. Yeah, concussion water. Just crazy. Nick.
Don't talk about my quarterback like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to miss him. I'm going with the ice. I think for me, with other episodes, I think I like special treats. I like when things aren't as accessible. It makes them feel more special.
Yep.
I only have Chick-fil-A or Sonic Ice 4 times a year, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's always nice when it happens. So I'm going with the ice.
You're going with the ice. We are 2-1 in favor of the water right now. Mook?
Yeah, I don't get that ice often, but when I do get it, I'd be sucking on that.
No, I chew on it.
I will fuck up that ice. I'll finish whatever drink I have and then enjoy the ice like it's a second
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, it's 2-for-1.
It's a 2-for-1 deal. The water, I can do room temperature water, no problem, especially when I'm hungover because it's just about getting it down.
Mm.
So I'm going to go ice.
2-2, me.
Bedside water tastes even better when it's from a souvenir cup at a baseball game.
The ones that you've had for a few years.
Yeah.
How
many does the Meek Phil household have of those?
Like 50. Yeah.
That's like all you drink from.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, it definitely is.
It's like a Dylan Batances, like memorial.
No, I have one of like John Nice on it. John Nice is on one of the cups.
Hell yeah. So we have 3 for the water, 2 for the ice.
Water.
Water. That means the water is going to move on. Now we have the condo versus that common cold that knocks you out for a little bit.
Come on.
Condo. 1 for the condo. 2 for the condo. Sweep.
These are both euphoric.
They're very, very different.
They're special in their own way.
You have to go condo because it's just you're on vacation and nothing can get in the way.
Mm-hmm. 3 for the condo, Nick.
It's condo, man. I cannot think of a bigger powerhouse in this show's history.
Same.
Gabe, Kyle.
Yeah, it's a little better than being sick. Yeah.
it's a good way to put
it's a little
it.
Bit better.
Rudy.
Yeah, condo. KB said it perfectly. I don't know how cold got in there.
I actually don't. How did cold win?
Cold won.
Cold is only good when you're younger. I don't know about now.
It's the side effects.
Now, man.
I don't know.
It sucks. It objectively sucks.
No, but we're saying it's not a bad one. We're saying it's like a moderate.
If it's just a little cold, I'm stuffy, my throat's itchy,
you're fine. You can put that out of mind.
That feeling.
But like, I actually think I'd rather be way more sick than the little, like, little stupid cold. Yeah.
I just like it enough to where I can't warrant myself getting other people sick.
So we are condo versus the bedside water, Rudy.
Fuck. I keep thinking about that sliding door.
Yeah. Oh my god, the sliding door. Oh,
yeah. Damn it.
Sliding door.
Yep.
The sliding door hits so hard. And it feels kind of good, you know, that like the track on the bottom.
It's yeah.
The berry balls, yeah.
And you step on that track.
Not a bad feeling.
It's like a
and
know
all
why
the snacks are on the counter.
Yeah,
too.
Like the Lay's party
in
pack.
The, in the cabin. Yeah.
When you get the giant milk carton of goldfish.
Yeah,
that's there.
The goldfish, I was going to say. Yeah, goldfish or Cheez-Its. Or like, or cracking open a DC.
Somebody displays all the liquor. It like just is a beautiful assortment. Yeah. Of
someone always
liquor.
Does that. It's so true.
Yep.
Yeah, and like, oh, what do you do? And someone else walks in. What are you gonna do? And you're like, I'm gonna lay down for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So the choice.
Shots
of...
Soon.
Let's do shots. Yeah. Soon. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just my arm. Condo.
Oh my
god.
Yeah.
Okay,
we gotta get a condo, huh? Right.
Yeah, we should get a condo.
Timeshare.
Condo, dude.
This should be the sales pitch for timeshare.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh, just this. Yeah. KB's. There,
it's the condo. Yeah.
Condo. Nick.
It is such a condo. It's so strong.
There's a JBL speaker that hasn't stopped playing like great music.
Tiesto.
Like, I'll recommend Jake Owen. I've never wanted to listen to that in my life. Yo, cue up some Jake Owen.
Yeah.
Is that Barefoot Blue?
Barefoot Blue Jeans Night sounds so good.
Like, that's the only place where I would ever enjoy that song, and I'm loving it.
You're listening to Zach Brown.
Whoa, run that back.
Right. You would request some things you never would.
What was he wearing with his jeans?
Yeah. all condo right now, Meek.
Condo sweep.
Condo's going to be sweep. Yeah, so condo's into the finals. On the other side now, we have the hot stuff. End of the bracket. First up, number two seed. Again, very similar to the last one. It is by far the most submitted one for the hot side of the bracket. But hot pizza. And I consider putting cold pizza on the other side. I think just hot pizzas, it's default of what it is. That's just like...
That's what pizza is.
That's what pizza is. But like everyone said pizza. Everybody said pizza. So I was like, all right, fine. You'll get something out of this. So hot pizza is going up against the number seven seed, which is another user submitted, which I thought was kind of... I like it. Being hot and bothered. So just being, which I think just means being horny.
Horny.
Okay. Is that horny?
Count that as horny.
Yeah, I think it's just being horny.
Oh, so, is it? I thought it was like you're hot and like irritable.
I think it's
hot and bothered. You get hot and bothered when you see just a fat set of tits.
Yeah, like it's like when in the cartoon where the guy's eyes come out of his head and like his tongue rolls out.
I've never associated hot and bothered with that ever in my life.
With
or it's like horny, an animal that's in heat.
Yeah.
Googled it. It says state of anxiety or physical discomfort.
Oh. You're so horny it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're so horny that you get really super uncomfortable. I always assumed it was a horny thing. I've only ever heard it in a horny context.
I always read it as both.
I've assumed it as both.
Yeah. Okay, so we're saying pizza versus being hot and bothered. Marty.
Pizza. I like pizza.
Yeah, pizza over beer.
You're going to get flamed for that one, Mush.
Oh, they kind of go hand in hand.
Pizza's nice.
What? How do pizza and horny go hand in hand?
Are you sexually attracted to pizza?
No, but if I get so horny that I can't release it, I have to order a pizza.
You have to order a pizza.
Okay. Another thing that you can do.
You jerk off.
Yeah, but like, then,
I got to order the fucking horny.
You never replace sex with food?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a one-for-one swap.
Oh, it is.
Never thought about it that way.
Pretty close.
One for pizza.
Pizza, because I don't think that means horny.
I think it means a little horny.
I'm not saying it means horny.
Do you love being horny?
No, it actually sucks.
Oh, yeah. What sucks about being horny?
It sucks having to relieve stress.
No way, man.
No, I think relieving stress is like the best. The relief is good, no?
Do you not like busting, Meek?
No.
You don't like busting?
No way, Meek.
What the fuck?
No.
Why don't you like it?
You feel bad. I don't know.
Well, like, yeah, like post no clarity.
You're busting.
Where are you?
Wait, but that means that you don't enjoy any part of the process.
That
you hate the feeling of being horny and you hate the resolution.
Yeah, you just hate yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I get what you're saying. So you're going with the pizza?
Yes.
Two for pizza over
horny.
Fuck, guys.
The guy likes pizza, man.
Yeah. Mook, sorry.
Being horny sucks when it's like inconvenient to be horny.
Mm.
It's never been inconvenient to eat a slice of pizza. So I'm going to go slice of pizza.
two, or three for pizza, Nick?
I'd say 90% of my mouth burns come from hot pizza.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it's a skill pizza. Issue.
Ooh, skill issue. Oh.
Dude, you hate busting.
You said you hate busting. Phil hates busting.
Skill issue.
Skill issue.
Skill issue.
I cannot believe Phil hates busting. Yeah,
I actually
I
don't
like
believe
an ESPN
it.
Graphic for breaking news.
I want like a Westboro sign that has that.
Shams
hates busting.
Shams is like, my hands were shaking while I tweeted this.
Is that when it came across my dad? I'm going. Sometimes when you're so horny, it feels good.
Oh, it's the best.
It's like you're back to your primal caveman ancestors. Like, I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Anything will do.
I become a caveman.
Only thing in the world.
Anything will do. Mm. And then you just do it. Yeah, I'm going that. Hot and bothered. Horny.
Hot and bothered. KB?
Not too keen on being bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, that sucks.
Up against pizza.
In the context of this bracket, I am a piping hot food hater.
You are. That's true.
I put my fresh cooked meals into the fridge. I like it lukewarm, if anything.
But pizza you can get warm.
A lot of times it's fine as it is. Like,
do you,
fresh,
when I go to the pizzeria,
fine.
I tell them don't put it in the oven. I usually just say give it to me as it is on the shelf.
You get the cold cheese
slice?
Oh,
that's a smart move.
Yeah, because they'll always put it in the oven. I'm like, I don't want to wait 5 minutes. Just take it
you
out.
You have to wait a really long time,
I start doing that.
Fuck, I love pizza.
I love pizza so much, like everyone else. But the fact that I still like it just as much almost, if it's like kind of cool or cold, is going to make me go hot and bothered being horny.
Oh boy, this is going to come into Rudy. Is Rudy horny or does he Rudy like pizza? Is the better?
These are like his two personality types. These are the two words I would describe Rudy with: pizza and horny.
Yeah. Rudy,
I'm going to pick.
I don't know, man.
It's got to be pizza.
What? You don't? I don't really love pizza.
Hmm.
You're more of a Mexican
sandwich
when
man.
It comes to horniness and food.
Yeah, yeah, Latinas either way.
Latina food.
Rudy asked if anybody was craving Latina.
Yeah, I think the feeling of being horny is fantastic.
Yeah,
it reminds you
you're a man.
Yeah, it makes you feel like a. All your senses hone in. Your eyes are crisper.
Awesome.
Your hearing's better.
I think me and Meek get different levels of horny than you guys get. I think that's the discrepancy.
You're saying you get more horny?
We're craving.
We're saying the hornier, the better.
Yeah, I like it. The it's similar to like the hangover thing. Like it narrows your focus of desires.
Yeah,
dude. One thing. Being excited to get home to jerk off.
Oh my god, the best.
Like when you know you're like, when
oh
I get
my
home,
gosh.
When I get back, kick off the shoes.
Like you feel bad for your dick. Like
I practice typing on the bus.
No,
I like air type.
Yeah. It's about to be Hellenist.
I feel like Meek thought that he was going to be like the on the other side of history here, and now he's regretted because he hears us talking about all this, and he's like, "Oh, I shouldn't have
liked
it." Come on, you know you want to be
stand my ground.
Yeah, stand my ground. State.
Don't let him sway you.
Yeah. I like pizza.
So we are.
What about busting? What if I really like pizza? Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
What about a guy delivering pizza and there's a hole in the box that goes right out through the middle?
Oh, yeah.
One of those?
That would be very bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess in a regular context, yeah, it would suck.
Yeah.
You know, I actually told a story today that when we were kids, we ordered Domino's and one of our friends would, like, be in his underwear tied up to the stairs and saying, with the help me sign.
Oh, my God.
The Andy Milonakis thing, yeah.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
So one of my friends just stole that?
Yeah, he like
made up
what
on his
a
own?
Scumbag! Yeah, I thought he was his own idea. Oh, yeah.
He sat there covered in peanut butter or something.
That's
like,
crazy!
Yeah, you're texting him right
here. Yeah, dude, that's
not
nuts.
His idea.
I had a boy that did that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I thought he was a genius. Now he's not.
I used to have all that pizza delivery guy merch. Do you remember that?
Domino's.
But like my computer bag when I first started at Barstool was a Papa John's delivery bag.
No, I don't remember that at all. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Day of Reckoning will come.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out Papa John.
Oh my God, he did say that.
You thought Meek was just saying that.
Things. I thought Meek was threatening me.
Yeah. Any other Papa John quotations you want to throw out there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So pizza versus hot and bothered. Yeah, just you and Mincy. So 3-3 right now.
Papa John.
Papa John and Mincy, not me.
You know what? After I would have probably pizza's boring. It's a boring pick. I'm gonna go with hot and bothered. I want to see what we end up with that.
Don't play that, Ken Jack.
Being horny's nice. Look, I agree with you guys. I agree with you guys. It's weird.
Just
you get
make
like
it interesting.
You know, let's see what happens.
I agree with you guys. It's kind of cool. Like you get like that superhuman sense of like, like a caveman. Yeah. You know what I mean? I dig that feeling.
It doesn't happen a lot with me, but when it does, I love it.
Yeah. Level, it's a treat.
If I was daily, it would be tough.
So now we have the number 3 seed versus the 6 seed. The 3 seed is bonfires. Bonfire on a colder night is I think the only thing here that could maybe even rival the condo vacation experience is like that feeling with the boys bonfiring. And that's going up against number 6 seed. You submitted this one, Nick, I think, and I give you slight correction on it.
Yeah, you were correct here.
The Jim Gaffigan Hot Pocket bit, specifically reciting it to all of your friends at the lunch table over and over again, doing the Hot Pocket thing, being like, and them just dying laughing.
Memorizing stand-up and saying that it was your own?
Yeah.
What is this, though?
The Jim Gaffigan Hot Pocket
Hot Pocket,
What is it?
No idea.
Oh, shit. Okay. I think I'll
know it if you
refresh
my memory.
I can't recite it bar for bar. I can't either, but it's just
Jim Gaffigan. him saying like the marketing meeting on Hot Pocket must have been hilarious because like the marketing guy wasn't prepared at all. They're like, all right, what's the new slogan for our company? And he's like, Hot Pocket. And he's like, genius. Let's do it.
It was I think I saw it in like 8th grade, and it was best thing. It was the funniest.
You know what the funniest thing is? I submitted to Ken Jack just Hot Pocket.
Yeah, you submitted regular Hot Pocket. Yeah,
bro, Hot Pockets are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
They're not.
I hate them.
They're not.
Oh, they're so bad, but they're awesome.
They're so bad.
Meat and cheese in a bread.
There's one bite that'll be the most frigid thing that's ever touched your tongue.
So hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really does. You got to rip open the top. It's like a pizza roll, a big pizza roll.
Yeah, just not as
very profound.
It's kind of like a ripcord, though, because it's so fucking hot usually. And then, like, if you burn yourself, you get to that center, you can find relief.
This is a fact.
Like a cold piece of cheese in there. Oh, my, it feels delicious.
What a relief. An oasis in a desert.
This is a fat guy thing. Would you ever have the breakfast Hot Pockets?
Oh, yeah.
They're good.
Oh, yeah.
Best
one.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking good. The egg and cheese ones, they're fucking delicious.
The paper sort of shell that you had to keep on.
Oh, the crisping sleeve. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah,
Ken Jack,
sleeves.
Ken Jack, I need you to get a tattoo of that.
The crisping sleeve. Oh, that's my sleeve. It's the crisping sleeve. It's the whole sleeve.
The crisping sleeve would be awesome.
That'd be kind of sick. Oh, shit. Yeah.
What did that sleeve do?
Nothing.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It did not make it more like it, when the cheese magic. Would fall
half
out
it
on
doesn't
it.
Doesn't do anything.
Half the time it would be welded into the Hot Pocket.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Like an just obese on a couch after 10 years.
It's like branded into it.
Became part of it.
So reciting the Jim Gaffigan Hot Pocket bit versus Bonfire, starting with you, Marty.
I thought, Kyle, I thought you.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm surprised. I would have loved that joke, but I don't remember it.
I loved when jokes where you could hear them and just tell them as your own.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like your friend with this.
Well, that's what it was. Yes. I don't blame your friend. That's what we did back then.
No, I don't either. Yeah. The amount of times I probably took a Dane Cook joke.
BK Lounge? You fucking kidding me?
Dude, I did the Chappelle purple drink joke in front of my parents at Deep Creek, Maryland when we were in a cabin. I was just like pacing. I was doing, it was great.
Wait, Rudy, did you say the BK Lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best to tell people.
Like big time. I got through middle school off BK Lounge.
Yeah. Get some coops. You got any coops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and then the only time I ever got detention was from quoting because I was like big quote guy.
Who'd you quote?
And
Rudy won't stop quoting.
What did you say?
I was in art class and I was quoting 40-Year-Old Virgin. And it was the worst, most embarrassing thing to quote. I was saying it loud because it was loud and then it went dead silent right as I said it. And it was, I may be a virgin, but I could sure fuck you up. And my teacher was like, Yo. She knew it was a quote. She's like, I got to give you detention.
Junda's quoting again. This guy won't stop.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the quote.
I'm not going to apologize for being hilarious.
I'm going to go with the quote.
You want the quote?
Because I'm not a...
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
I hate when the smoke goes in your eyes.
That part of it is not great.
It upsets me.
As an Eagle Scout, I'll take the bonfire.
That's right. I forgot you were an Eagle Scout.
Yeah. You're an Eagle Scout?
So yeah. Angry.
Dude, Meek's a boss.
Did they teach you about knots?
Yeah, I forgot how to do all them.
Yeah, I feel like you've learned no skills from that.
I you're absolutely correct.
Look great in an application, though.
Yeah.
Meek, or Mook. Oh my, this is only the third time now I've done that.
Tough.
All good.
The Hot Pocket thing, our movie was like The Hangover,
right?
And like Ted, and like saying like toodaloo, motherfucker,
right?
Yes, yeah, like that.
Oh, okay,
that
right,
type
yeah.
of shit.
I just met him,
Ken John.
What,
he was
really?
At the Duke.
Oh,
at the Duke game. Guy, yeah.
Oh shit. I think. Are we committed to Hot Pocket bit, or are we doing like ripping off jokes?
I think you can't do the ripping off jokes just because it's hot. You know what I mean? Okay. Like that's the yeah.
I'll go bonfire. I like the smell.
Mm-hmm. Two for bonfire, Nick.
I gotta piss. I'll be right.
I hate this. I hate smelling like it for days after you yep. lay on something. It smells bad. Your hair will smell bad for a week. I loved watching like, because I initially said this was Brian Regan, who I really liked,
mm-hmm.
and I would just steal everything. I would Bo Burnham, Weird Al, any comedy I would take as my own. So I'm going with that, but not as strong.
KB.
I've never done the Hot pocket bit, but that's something I would do. I don't like fire.
Really?
I hate fire.
I only like a candle. I don't like any other fire.
But I like what happens around a bonfire, drinking outside, goofing off, so I'll go bonfire.
Three for bonfires, two for the Gaffigan bit. Rudy?
I'm going to go bonfire. I really love bonfires. We did that a lot in high school. And the nice thing about a fire or bonfire is that if you get like seriously stoned, the fire is sort of a nice equalizer. You can just stare at it and you'll be chilling.
Okay.
Did you always have one guy trying to jump over it?
Always okay. someone. Yeah.
Always.
I didn't like that. I don't like hijinks like that.
Me neither.
Or a beach though. Oh man, it's nice.
Beach bonfires.
Never done that.
Same.
Sounds amazing.
I've never done it either.
Oh, you'd love it.
Yeah, same.
It's great.
So bonfire is going to move on, and now we have our 4 seed versus our 5 seed. Our 4 seed is showers in the winter specifically, so like a nice piping hot shower when it's freezing cold out, and that's going up against number 5 seed, Hot in Here by Nelly.
Oh,
wow. A fantastic musical composition right there. Rudy, you're up first.
Man, if you'd said any other song, I remember when the remix came out of Hot in Here. And I was in Laguna Beach, California, and I heard lyrics and words I'd never heard before.
Beautiful.
And I was just like, this is what horny feels like.
Mm-hmm. The band-aid on his face that wasn't covering up a cut.
Yeah, just that was such a fucking good song. Oh, man. Hot Shower's nice. Really, really nice. I gotta go Hot in Here, dude. That's a banger.
Mm-hmm. Hot in Here, KB?
I hate it. I fucking hate that song.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it when I was 9. It's so annoying. How does it go?
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, it's so annoying.
You're close.
It's getting so hot.
I'm getting close. It pisses me off.
So you're okay. Well, then you have to renounce your horny love.
Little bit of
You don't love being horny if you don't like that song.
No.
Yes.
It's a man singing it.
No, the girls girl. Responding.
They are. Yeah, I loved it when I was a kid. But
that song was my first grind.
No way.
Yeah, Beach Street.
Duh, grinding rules.
I don't like grinding.
What is it taking on?
The shower in the winter.
I never know what to do.
Give me the hot shower.
Show us how you grind.
Yeah, dance on.
I don't know what to do when I don't know what to do.
I have no rhythm.
It's happened once.
He's going side to side.
I don't know what to do.
He's going
we
vertical.
We go butt to butt.
He's going vertical. He's going up and down. Nick.
What is this?
Showers in the Winter versus Hot in Here by Nelly.
Dude, when that came out, it was a dress down day at St. Vincent de Paul School. and I wore an Orlando Pace jersey backwards just to look awesome. Like a Saint lunatic. So, yeah, that.
Hot in Here by Nelly gets another vote. Mook. Oh, my God. Damn it. Yeah. Sorry.
Dude.
I know we're both horny, but come on.
Yeah, jeez.
It's Hot Shower. 100%. Not even close.
Mm.
Hot, steam that thing. I get baked in there. I turn pink when I'm out of the shower.
You want like a lobster. Yeah. Well, like a burnt rib, red.
Like Patrick
yeah.
Starr, yeah.
Yeah. 2-2 right now.
Hot showers. I only take hot showers.
Well, yeah, that's a norm. That's a norm.
That's a hot
yeah.
take.
A very hot take.
No, that's crazy. You're fucking nuts.
You're taking hot showers, you psycho. Three for hot showers in the winter.
I fucking love you, Meek. You really are a specimen to life. I only consider Nelly the running back from longest yard. He's like the best running back of all time. Mm-hmm. That guy's unbelievable.
True. What's his name? Maggot?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
It
is, yeah. Thank God. It is, you know.
Make sure I pronounce that correctly.
Yeah.
Slow that down for us.
Mm-hmm. Was Nelly in a video game as well really good?
I feel like he was in,
was he in NBA Street.
Was he in NBA 2K11 blacktop?
He was on
mode?
The cover of NBA Street.
Was he on
Was the he really?
He might have been.
Nelly
video game. Let's see.
Nelly's cool as fuck, man.
He really is.
Nelly rapper. Huh. Wait, I think you're right. I think it was NBA Street.
Yeah, Volume 2.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and he has the Band-Aid on his face. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to the showers, though. You ever hear this quote? I know Kendrick has because I told him 40,000 times, but how's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy.
No.
Oh.
It's the best quote of any movie. Guys, and it's like so. It's in The Other Guys. It's like, how's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy.
Yeah.
It's the best subtle quote of all time.
I don't remember that at all.
It's like Steve. You know Steve Coogan?
Yeah.
So like he's walking by Zach Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach Woods, like, he was obviously like Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
So, like,
funny.
He's walking by him. He's like, hey, how's your wife?
She's dead.
Oh, she's actually.
That's how I greet my friends every single time.
Mm hmm.
I like that.
We're crazy like that, you know.
Yeah. You guys are all crazy.
Nut jobs. Doing Andy Milonakis bits and passing it off as your own. Hot Shower is going to move on. Now we have the 1 seed versus the 8 seed. The 8 seed, we'll run through the options for the chain here. Hot Coffee. We didn't make it to their actual options, but it's going to make it onto their chain game. 90s supermodels made a lot of noise, I would say. A lot of different people submitted either different 90s supermodels or just said 90s supermodels.
What?
For hot.
I get it, but like, okay.
I don't know why specifically. It was just like, for some reason, that people were zeroed in our demo.
I got 96 Playboy packs right there. If you want,
they're nice.
I did. I looked at them.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You already looked at them, you horny fuck. The Dwayne Wade, LeBron James Heat dunk picture, you know, where he's like,
ooh. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Was that yours, KB, or is that yours, Nick?
That was mine.
That was Nick, cool. Yeah.
But I originally had that as icy.
Yeah, icy, yeah.
Well, that is pretty icy.
That might be cold. Yeah, that might be
cold. Is it cold? But I couldn't decide.
With heat on the jersey, it's tough to...
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Mari submitted lasagna.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, lasagna's fucking awesome.
Lasagna's awesome.
I don't love it.
You don't like layers?
You haven't had good lasagna.
That's what I've been
lasagna. Hates. I've been eating. You're right. I actually haven't.
You haven't. You ever been to Don Angie?
No.
Great lasagna.
I honestly think the best lasagna I've ever had is Stouffer's.
I love me some
frozen?
Stouffer's.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit goes crazy.
You
live in a sad
life. That shit goes
life.
Crazy.
Come
on.
You just said you're not in the lasagna game. What are you talking
about?
I'm
not in the game.
Yeah.
I know it's not.
What are you trying to do?
Stouffer's isn't the best.
KB brought up a great one, which is the 6'5 male bartender who calls you buddy in front of your date after ignoring you for 10 minutes.
He's always the hottest dude in the world.
The hottest man alive.
He's always so tall.
And you also said a doctor that's a little sleepy.
I like anyone in a place of intellectual authority who's like a little tired.
They're working
so much.
I kind of get it.
Yeah.
Just really got
like,
me.
Is he a little disheveled too?
He's hot. He has to be hot to begin with.
Like his hair is a little messed up, but like
little,
he's still
the
hot.
Hair is a little off.
Mm-hmm.
Like bags under the eyes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Like
yeah.
You know, he's doing so much good work for for the world that he's tired.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You know, you guys have you seen that new show,
The Pit?
The Pit.
Yeah.
No.
So it's like a, it's literally, it's like an emergency room. It's nonstop. It's like, honestly, it's exhausting to watch. But he's not even good looking, but I think of him as like a man.
Dude, girls love him.
Yeah, he's hot. Mm-hmm.
Girls are obsessed with
like,
this guy.
He doesn't, he's not like fucking
No, he's not Jake like smoking
Gyllenhaal.
Hot. Yeah,
it's like,
Pit.
He's just
it's
hot.
An aura thing, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And I'll just throw it out there, a disturbing amount of human beings just said your mom. That was the response for everybody from the hot side of the bracket. Everyone just said your mom. So I'll give you the credit or whatever. So to run through them again, Coffee, 90s supermodels, so the LeBron James D-Wade dunk picture, Lasagna, the 6'5 bartender, or Sleepy Doctors. Start with you, Rudy.
It's a really weird game. I really like Lasagna. I mean, who are 90s supermodels? Kate Moss?
That's like heroin chic. Yeah.
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks.
No, that's a different, yeah.
Just like Pamela and Carmen Electra?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's two early 2000s, Carmen Electra.
And are they like supermodels or are they just
No,
like,
they weren't.
Amazing sluts.
Right.
You're the new slut whisperer.
They are.
You're an amazing
Is that not
slut.
What is that not what they are? Slut.
I just got to let you know that.
What were the ones I missed?
Coffee, 90 supermodels, the dunk picture, Lasagna, 6'5 bartender, or Sleepy Doctors.
I guess I gotta go with 90 supermodels, I guess.
You don't have to. You can do anything you want.
I know, but I just, fuck it, Lasagna.
All right, one for Lasagna. Oh, Kibby.
I like this D-Wade, photo. I like this a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'll go with that.
One for the D Wade photo. Nick.
Real quick, run them through. Oh, no, wait. Sleepy Doctor.
Mm.
I wanted to pick
Sleepy Doctor.
I don't really get it.
He's hot. He's
okay.
Like, he's
a hot doctor.
But like, he's still doing his best to be there.
Saving
he's
lives.
Tired. He's trying to hide it.
Yeah.
Okay. His hair's not messy, but ruffled.
Like, he just worked an overnight and he's still hot.
Mm hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Saved like at least three lives.
Oh my God.
So Sleepy Doctor, Mook?
I think Sleepy Doctor. If I get like an hour or two of sleep or I'm running on no sleep, I look like Smeagol. Like my face morphs. My eye. Nick saw me last week. My eyes were running out of my body.
They were burgundy.
They were. So like the hot doctor, you got to be a fucking rocket to pull off what those guys are pulling off.
Smeagol with like red hair is just
red
a disgusting
Smeagol.
Visage.
Thank you.
appreciate that one.
Just like imagining Smeagol as he
That's
is like
shit.
You know when he has like just like the few strands of hair coming off of his head
and
like,
red.
If it was, light red.
If it was the brightest red, it would just be
yeah.
The contrast is too much.
His head just, is like, crawling around. You hear him say, "Go birds."
Yeah. His head is like if a wet basketball rolled through like a woman's shower.
Oh, mm.
Yeah. Talking about meatballs.
LeBron Wade photo. Usually can't go against the king.
Right before we started, we were listening to one of those like LeBron dick sucking songs.
Man on the Lakers.
What's your favorite LeBron song?
Man on the Lakers. 1-1.
Man on the Lakers.
Will you like wear headphones going into work listening to that?
Yes. That's why I play on my AirPods. Yeah.
So we have two for the D Wade picture, one for Lasagna, two for Sleepy Doctors.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I think I want to go Sleepy Doctor.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Sleepy Doctor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that
What if he's
one.
A pediatrician? My God.
Mm. Yep.
Mm. Yeah, but he's a little full of himself.
The pediatrician?
Yeah. Because he like,
doctor
no,
really is.
No, yeah. Some doctors, well, every doctor definitely is, but the pediatrician really thinks that like, it's like a kid's always sick, you know? What the fuck's he telling them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Damn.
Fuck him.
Yeah,
we're
anti-pediatricians.
Yeah.
So sleepy doctor is going to move.
There's always going to be another fucking sick kid. Not doing your job.
Sleepy Doctor is going to move on and play up against our one seed. By far the most submitted option, I think, for the entire hot side of it. A towel or a sheet or anything that comes straight out of the dryer. You pick up something that comes out of the dryer. You just throw it on yourself, blanket, whatever. Fresh out the dryer, going up against that sleepy MD, Marty.
Ooh,
that's tough. I used to love getting a load of laundry. Thank God the laundry came after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to cut that off in post.
I used to love getting a load.
Right out of the dryer, though, when you sit on the couch, was not, I'm going with the hot.
Hot laundry?
Yeah.
One for hot laundry.
Hot laundry.
Yeah. Two for hot laundry. Meek? Oh, my Mook. God.
Mook. Thank you, Meek. The hot laundry versus the hot doctor. The hot doctors throw me off because when you're seeing a sleepy hot doctor, you're sitting on that fucking sheet of material that I don't even know what it is.
Dude, you're so right. They make you feel like shit sitting on that thing.
Yeah, you're cold, tissue paper, a fucking gown. Yeah. I don't like the feeling.
No.
And the sound, too.
Yeah.
The sound's weird. It's bad material. Bad material. The hot, like, you ever go to, like, a fancy hotel and you get, like, a warmed towel rack?
Yeah.
And you just get out.
No, I didn't mean to say, yeah, I've never done that. I've never been to, like, an actual nice hotel.
Yeah, you have.
No, I have not.
You definitely have.
Promise you.
That's crazy. You've been to a nice hotel?
Not like a Four Seasons or anything like that, no.
I'm going to go with the hot towel.
Three for the hot towel, Nick.
Oh, and at the barber shop when they put it over your face. Ooh, yeah.
I love that. Oh, dude, my skin goes up. It's all creepy crawly after that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. My mom, I love her so much. Whenever I was a nap boy growing up, take a lot of naps, she would do the laundry, but she would get the laundry from the dryer and pour it on me when I was napping. The hot laundry felt so good, just nestled up in there. It was the best. So I'm going hot laundry.
Hot laundry's gonna win.
I had a laundry chute when I was younger.
Oh, I wish I had one of those. So that
was, you did, is and yeah. That, people thought I was rich from that. It was just not at all. But
it's
a hole
in your house.
It's a hole. Yeah, they just didn't know what to do with it.
I do love the laundry chute. I was one of those because of you ever watch what was it? Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah,
the guy had. It might have been more of a dumbwaiter than it was a laundry chute. But like that little redhead kid that would like crawl through the dumbwaiter shaft to with his,
FedEx
with with the frog. Yeah, yeah. Beans? Oh, yeah. Was it frog? I think, yeah. KB?
The hot towel.
Hot towels.
The sleepy doctor's in my head, like, developing an ego.
I hate me too.
He's kind of a dick.
Rudy?
A dickhead.
Yeah, the laundry dryer, that thing is amazing. Put those sheets on.
Ugh.
You get into bed.
Night-night.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's run through these playoff options real quick. The bonfire versus the being horny. Rudy.
Huh.
Fuck.
Oh.
Two of life's greatest pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
There is some uncomfortability that is associated with the bonfire. You can get smoke in the face. You can have someone telling a really annoying story. Your
guitar guy. You have a crush on making out with a guitar guy.
Right. God forbid, you know, it can fracture off into a few conversations, which is nice, but you find yourself in limbo, not in any.
Yeah.
That's ass. Horniness is just a land of possibilities.
All the roads lead to the same place, though.
Yeah.
Bothered. Yes, but the avenues all look different.
That's fair. Wow. KB, that was very philosophical.
Wow.
Yeah, that was nice.
I only wax poetic when I'm talking about horny.
Whack, WACKS.
Yeah, whack percent.
Beat me to it.
KB?
Yeah, horny. The avenues.
The avenues.
Horny avenue, yeah. Nick?
Even when you can't touch your piece, it's you feel it like pressing in your pants.
It's like you know,
there's something better about it.
The right graze against the sweatpant might be.
Or you know when Thor is trying to get Mjolnir the hammer back to him, and right before it's like vibrating a little bit.
It's like it's there.
A little vibration.
That's what your dick feels
like. A tingle. It kind of tickles.
Uh-huh. I'm going horny.
Three for horny. Mook?
I've been horny and uncomfortable, though, where it's like I got to like hide my boner.
Yeah.
Like, that's not chill at all.
No.
I don't know. I like having a little secret.
Yeah.
I know something you don't. I'm hard.
I'm a hard dick right now.
Surprise.
You could have said big secret, but
yeah.
Shit, fuck. We all have little secrets.
Yeah.
I'm going to go campfire. I've never, like, I love a good campfire. It's good music. You're drinking beer. You're chilling out. And the warmth of a fire, like when we were at Camp Barstool, Mm-hmm.
Like being around the fire was like, I'm never around it. Like that's like a luxury.
Mm-hmm. So one for the bonfire.
Campfire.
Here we go. No.
Yep. Campfire, yep.
You can't say campfire and you have to explain your answer.
Yep, it's campfire because being hot, it's not fun being horny.
Yes, Meek.
It's not fun being horny when you have no... It's not fun to jack off. There, I said
it's not fun to jack off?
Yeah.
What an upset. Being horny.
Oh. It's a boring act. I said it.
I feel like we need to...
It's a boring act.
I feel like the George Bush, God, like, another plane is at the Twin Towers. Like, I just got heard by another Meek not horny fact.
Jacking off is boring. You hate busting.
It's a boring act. It's redundant.
It's redundant.
How about how often do you do it?
Maybe.
This again.
Done too many times where the joy just warps off.
It insists upon itself.
Every time you bust. Come again?
Bust again?
10 toes, mate. 10 toes.
Boring.
You get distracted. You're like scrolling your phone.
Yeah. You have to watch Peter Griffin fighting the chicken underneath your porn.
Every Barstool sports tweet is him just on the side.
So he's tweeting him work.
Man.
Jesus.
I'll go campfire, so you have to answer.
If it's between bonfire and being horny, the more we talk about being horny, the more I like it.
Fucking asshole.
I'm going to keep advancing it, so you have to keep explaining yourself, me.
It's boring.
So on the top side, hot laundry versus the hot shower. Ooh. Marty?
Oh, shower. I didn't have hot water for 3 days. It was the worst 3 days of my life.
Oh, you did? Yeah. So, you and Tommy.
No, 5 days. Sorry, 5 days. Awful.
One for the hot shower.
Hot shower, just because when you only have cold water, you miss the hot shower.
Mm. So what I just said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Word for word, bar for bar. Like when hotels don't have hot water and you're sitting there, it's like, this sucks. Terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mook.
I think it has to be hot shower.
Hot shower.
Yeah.
Nick.
There. Yeah. It's right there. Pleasure at the touch of a button. Hot shower.
Hot shower, KB.
Yeah, it's a top luxury hot shower.
Hot shower. Rudy.
No question.
So now, Rudy, hot shower versus being horny to go into the finals.
I really want to make a case for being horny, but hot shower is pretty awesome.
Mm. One for the hot shower, KB.
What would I rather never have again?
Oh, I'm going horny.
I was going to say it's pretty close.
Rudy just needed anyone to say anything so he could convince him.
So he could flip it. Yeah, you could tell he regretted it as soon as he said it.
Oh, I don't know.
What would I rather never have again?
So you never get horny.
You never get horny again, but you can never take a hot shower again.
Oof.
That's brutal.
I guess in that case, I'm going to go horny here.
Another one for horny. 2-0 right now, Nick.
Look, if you're a bigger guy like us, have you ever bought a shirt that technically fits, but it doesn't, like, actually fit? That's why this is my favorite brand of all f***ing time. One Bone. I'm in love with everything that I put on today. In fact, I would say I've never loved a brand more than One Bone. Trust me, you guys are going to romanticize getting dressed in the morning. That's what One Bone does. Go to onebone.com and upgrade to a fit that is actually built for you. Use code Barstool for 20% off to see the difference firsthand. After one wear, you'll understand why standard fits don't make the cut.
I'm going hot shower. I would rather give up horniness than hot showers.
That's twice a day almost.
So yeah.
You could take a lukewarm shower or you could take a bath, though.
Oh, no.
Shower for me.
Shower, Meek, or Mook.
Dude.
Mook.
Thank you, Meek. And opposite of Meek, I love busting.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Hot take. Busting rips. Yeah.
Busting makes you feel good, yeah.
But I don't think I could shower cold every day. I don't think I could start my day and be like, all right, here we go with a cold shower.
You can't, because it's like cold. You don't get, because the one when I had it, it's like you have to have in and out. It's the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're uncomfortable the entire time.
And you're not even getting clean. You're getting wet.
Yeah.
So we are 2-2 right now. Meekville, would you rather?
This is a tough choice.
Would you rather never get horny again or never take a hot shower again?
This is a tough choice.
So basically, would you rather be like, I guess, like, both of these, by the way, describe Jake Malasek, not horny and also doesn't shower.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah.
Well, no, he showers, doesn't use soap.
Well, yeah, that's it's not still a shower. Gross.
I completely agree.
Stinky asexual is such a bad two ways to describe someone.
I mean, life without hot showers feels like impossible to live, though. Like, I'm both.
Well, now it's tough for you to decide?
Yeah.
This is nuts.
So you like being horny?
Hot shower.
Hot shower. I feel like we backed him into a corner there. It's 3-2.
Shower.
Hot shower. I would have voted hot shower there, too. So hot shower versus that condo.
Oh, my God.
That beautiful condo.
What a waste of time.
Versus that AC in that condo sitting on that wicker furniture.
This is a blowout.
And you know what you're getting at that condo? You're getting an outside shower.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Or, God, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, maybe even a jacuzzi. And they
possibly,
could,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, those are filthy.
Yeah, disgusting.
A condo jacuzzi is gross.
Start with you, Mark.
You guys like jacuzzis?
For like no. for like 35 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. Like
it's not a good hang.
Right when not a good hang. It's loud as fuck because the jets are blowing. It's just so loud.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about my heart. Did your mom ever tell you your heart would explode in a jacuzzi?
Bro, yes. Nick, yeah. I don't go below the water with my heart in there because I think it's going to blow up.
Oh, they told you you couldn't go underwater. I remember that.
But like shoulders, not even shoulders underneath.
Yeah.
You got to have the right stomach situation too.
Yeah.
I always feel like I'm like everything's buoyant and it just feels weird.
And you smoke a cigar and then you feel like you're going to die.
Mm. Oh, that is the hardest drug on earth.
Yeah, I'd rather be in a hot tub. Smoking a cigar in a jacuzzi, I'd rather be waterboarded.
That's never comfortable.
It's stronger than any intravenous drug.
Mm-hmm. But for some reason, that's usually where I'm smoking a cigar.
That's mm-hmm. where they find you.
Yeah, it's also associated with like hanging out with girls. It's like let's get like really hot and sweaty and like spit game. It's like that's never
yeah, happening.
Nick Woozy in the corner.
It's always just your boys in a hot tub really close, and it's weird every time.
Yeah. So you're gonna go with that.
I'm going with the condo. The condo is just really elite. And again, it has to be a condo. It can't be.
That's what I'm saying.
A hotel room. It
not
can't
a hotel
be,
room.
It has to be a condo.
Mm-mm.
Condo. Sweet.
Condo. Meek.
Mook.
Oh, all right, one last time.
Mook.
One last time. One last time. One
Meek,
last
thank
time.
You. It's condo versus hot shower?
Yeah.
Fuck. Give me the condo.
Give me the condo. 3-0 right now, Nick.
It's the biggest no-brainer ever. Condo. A cold condo.
Yeah,
that freezing.
I
cold
might even take a cold shower in the condo.
Oh, why not?
Might even do that.
Oh yeah, for the sunburn. Yeah, yeah, good point. Yeah, KB.
Yeah, come on, that's it. Yeah, there it is.
Condo, Rudy.
It doesn't matter. But I was going to make an argument that have you ever like had a sports game outside and you get really fucking cold, like furiously cold, and that warm shower legit feels like it's saving your life.
Yeah.
It does.
Especially when you had like water soaked through your cleats or like whatever,
the
like
ball.
Into your socks.
Your feet are cold. Yeah.
You're
getting caught in the rain too. A hot shower
rainy.
Is.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to make an argument for it, but I'm okay with condo.
Mm-hmm. That means that the winner of the bracket episode 169 is that freezing cold condo.
The doctor didn't win.
The sleepy doctor.
I like the doctor.
He'd be so disappointed with
but
you, Marty.
KB's right that I started creating a really bad character for him.
Yeah, he's becoming a dick.
He's a fucking asshole.
He's a real piece of shit. This
guy. Like he thinks who he is with that stethoscope.
He's
on
fucking
him.
Two different nurses at the same time in the hospital.
He's engaged, cheats on her. He has a girlfriend, cheats on her.
Yes.
Yeah, I hate him.
He's a piece of shit.
Get him off the brack. We should just censor that part every time.
You find out
what were they talking about?
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. So that's the winner. We'll be back next week with a new topic.